堂听 class.com。
Let's get crazy！
李阳疯狂英语
，Leon Crazy English。
Are you ready？ 准备好了吗？亲爱的高中朋友们，欢迎大家来到五分钟突破英语短文改错。
Welcome to Conquer Senior High School English Passage Correction in 5 minutes.
Hi, this is Ruth from Canada.
This is your friend Leon.
And this is Anthony from America.
And this is your old friend Jim.
I hope you have fun with these passages we're recording today.
Believe in yourself. You can do it.
Lesson 1.There are advantages for students to work while studying at school. One of them is that they can earn money. For the most part, students work to earn money for their own use. Earning their own money allows them to spend on anything as they please. They would not have to ask their parents for money or for permission to do things with the money. Some students may also save up for their college or future use.There are advantages for students to work while studying at school. One of them is that they can earn money. For the most part, students work to earn money for their own use. Earning their own money allows them to spend on anything as they please. They would not have to ask their parents for money or for permission to do things with the money. Some students may also save up for their college or future use.
Extra achievement. 1. There are advantages for somebody to... Number 1. There are advantages for me to take this job.Number 2. There are advantages for you to make friends with those who are from English-speaking countries. 2. For the most part. Number 1. For the most part, house rental in this area is pretty high. Number 2. The readers of this book are, for the most part, high school students. 3. Spend. On.Number 1. She spends a lot of money on clothes every month to keep up with the latest fashion. Number 2. I'm sure the effort you spend on learning English is worthwhile. 4. Allow somebody to do something. Number 1. I can't allow you to do that. Number 2. Has your mother allowed you to go camping with us?5. Save up. Number 1. I'm looking for a part-time job to save up for a computer. Number 2. They've been saving up to travel around the world.
Lesson 2. Not all people like to work, but everyone likes to play. All over the world, men and women, boys and girls enjoy sports. Since long ago, many adults and childrenhave called their friends together to spend hours, even days, playing games. One of the reasons people like to play is that sports help them to live happily. In other words, they help to keep people strong and feeling good. When people are playing games, they move a lot. That is why sports are good activities for their health. Having fun with their friends makes them happy. Many people enjoy sports by watching others play. In American big cities, thousands buy tickets to watch football or basketball games.Not all people like to work, but everyone likes to play. All over the world, men and women, boys and girls enjoy sports. Since long ago, many adults and children have called their friends together to spend hours, even days, playing games. One of the reasons people like to play is that sports help them to live happily. In other words, they help to keep people strong and feeling good. When people are playing games, they move a lot. That is why sports are good activities for their health. Having fun with their friends makes them happy. Many people enjoy sports by watching others play. In American big cities, thousands buy tickets to watch football or basketball games.
Extra achievement. 1. Call together.Number 1. I called my friends together to work out a plan for our party this weekend. Number 2. Experts were called together to provide advice on this matter. 2. Spend. In doing. Number 1. Where have you been? I have spent all day looking for you. Number 2. I think students shouldn't have to memorize so many grammar rules. They should spend time memorizing good examples of grammar use instead. 3. One of the reasons that is that. Number 1. One of the reasons he failed the exam is that he is too lazy. Number 2. One of the reasons that we can't carry out this project is that we don't have enough money. 4. Keep somebody doing something. Number 1. You can go ahead. I don't want to keep you waiting for me. Number 2. What keeps you believing in him? 5. That is why. Number 1. I have greatly improved my spoken English with the help of Crazy English. That is why I recommend it to you now. Number 2. The manager turned down his proposal again. That is why he's so upset.
Lesson 3. At first, I was not quite willing to sit down and watch the 90-minute football match. Usually, I just checked the results because I thought it was dull to watch a game in which players kicked a ball to each other. However, my father loves football. During the World Cup in 2002, my dad stayed up late just to watch his favorite sport. Seeing his strong interest in this game of 22 men running after a ball, I decided to sit down to watch the game. I found the game exciting, and my dad explained the rules. We shared our joy. Football is not too bad as long as I watch it with my dad.
Extra achievement. 1. Be willing to do something. Number 1. Most people are willing to pay more for better services. Number 2. I'm willing to share my experience with you. 2. It is dull. 2. Number 1. It is dull to have a party without singing or dancing. Number 2. It is dull watching this talk show. The things they say don't make much sense. 3. Stay up. Number 1. I never stay up late because I think it's a bad habit. Number 2. He drank a cup of coffee to help him stay up for the football game. 4. Excited. Exciting. Number 1. I am really excited about the future. I'm looking forward to an exciting college life. Number 2. Do you feel excited about going abroad? It's such an exciting opportunity. Number 3. This exciting news got round quickly throughout the whole school.
Lesson 4. Dear friends, it is really a good chance to have met all of you here. We have spent several precious weekends in learning in the English Club. Although we have been members for a short period of time, we have made great progress. That is because we are all very active, and the activities are not only enjoyable, but also helpful. Besides, the foreign teachers here work hard and try their best to make the activities lively and interesting. I am very pleased to say that all of us have greatly improved our spoken English so far. I am looking forward to seeing all of you again in the near future. Thank you.
Extra achievement. 1. It is really a good chance to. Number 1. It is really a good chance to learn from their valuable experience. Number 2. It is a good chance to show them your acting talent. 2. Make progress. Number 1. As long as you keep on practicing, you'll make progress day by day. Number 2. The government has made great progress in controlling inflation. 3. That is because. Number 1. That is because he is a strong and optimistic boy and is never frightened by difficulties. Number 2. Wow! These handbags are so cheap. That's because they're fake. 4. I am very pleased to. Number 1. I am very pleased to say that you did an excellent job on this project. Number 2. I am very pleased to see that you've made great progress in English. 5. Interested, interesting. Number 1. I became interested in teaching when I was a small child. As I see it, teaching is certainly an interesting job. Number 2. This new crazy English book is very interesting.
Lesson 5. Henry Royce did not like his car, which ran badly and often broke down. So he decided to make a better car himself, and in 1904 he produced his first new model. Charles Rolls, a car maker, was very interested in Royce's car, and soon Rolls and Royce went into business together. One of their first models was the Silver Ghost. In 1907, a Silver Ghost broke the world's record by driving 14,371 miles without breaking down once. After the drive, it cost just over £2 to put the car back into perfect condition. It is not surprising that the Silver Ghost was regarded as the best car in the world.
Extra achievement. 1. Breakdown. Number 1. He had to ask for a lift because his car had broken down. Number 2. The computer system in this company broke down yesterday. 2. Go into business. My father encouraged me to go into business after I leave college. 3. It is not surprising that. Number 1. It is surprising that a few people support her opinion. Number 2. It is not surprising that he will be offered the position. 4. Be regarded as. Number 1. She is generally regarded as one of the best novelists in this country. Number 2. This movie is regarded as his best work so far.
Very good.
Lesson 6. Dear Ralph, I'm a newcomer here from a small town. I would describe myself as shy and quiet. Before my classmates, it seems always difficult for me to do things as well as them. I'm sure they will laugh at me and see me as a fool, so I feel unhappy every day. Besides, I have few friends. I don't know why they don't like to talk with me. Sometimes we talk to each other very well in class, but after class, we become strangers at once. I am trying to improve the situation, but it doesn't seem to work. Can you tell me what I should do? Yours, Xiao Wei.
这是一个非常棒的一封信，也是一个经典作文，大家务必要脱口而出。为了彻底掌握，我请 Jim 老师慢速朗读 slowly with emotion 带感情。
Dear Ralph.I am a newcomer here from a small town. I would describe myself as shy and quiet. Before my classmates, it seems always difficult for me to do things as well as them. I'm sure they will laugh at me and see me as a fool, so I feel unhappy every day.Besides, I have few friends. I don't know why they don't like to talk with me. Sometimes we talk to each other very well in class, but after class we become strangers at once. I am trying to improve the situation, but it doesn't seem to work. Can you tell me?What I should do? Yours, Xiao Wei.
Now, as quickly as possible. 用三醉口腔技术训练法彻底轰炸。
Dear Ralph, I'm a newcomer here from a small town. I would describe myself as shy and quiet. Before my classmates, it seems always difficult for me to do things as well as them. I'm sure they'll laugh at me and see me as a fool. So I feel unhappy every day. Besides, I have few friends. I don't know why they don't like to talk with me. Sometimes we talk to each other very well in class, but after class we become strangers at once. I'm trying to improve the situation, but it doesn't seem to work. Can you tell me what I should do? Yours, Xiao Wei.
为了让大家更彻底地掌握，我请 Jim 老师把这封信唱出来。
Dear Ralph,I'm a newcomer here from a small town. I would describe myself as shy and quiet. Before my classmates, it seems always difficult for me to do things as well as them. I'm sure they will laugh at me and see me as a fool. So I feel unhappy every day. Besides, I have few friends. I don't know why they don't like to talk with me.Sometimes we talk to each other very well in class, but after class we become strangers at once. I'm trying to improve the situation, but it doesn't seem to work. Can you tell me what I should do? Yours, Xiao Wei.
Fantastic! So what's your advice, Jim?
Just relax and don't, you know, people say...you know, I'm worried about what people think of me.
Yes.
And I say, well, don't worry about what people think of you because they're not thinking of you. They're thinking of themselves.
Exactly. Thank you very much for advice. 第三步，额外成就感，要从这段文章里面学到很多很多的财富。Number one,
describe as,
sentence one,
Jane was described as different by her classmates.
Sentence 2.
The host described that young man as a superstar.
Number 2.
See as.
Sentence 1.
His parents see him as the apple of their eye.
Number 2.
I keep on practicing yelling English every day, although some people see me as a crazy person.
Sing it.
I keep on practicing, yelling English every day, although some people see me as a crazy person.
Number three.
It seems, plus adjective, plus for somebody to do something.
Sentence one.
It seems useful for us to have an English corner every week.
Sentence two.
It doesn't seem possible for me to go out with you tonight because my mom is sick.
梁老师特别奉献。
It seems silly for us to waste our time watching TV when we could be studying English.
Very difficult sentence.
It's a good one, though.
Yeah. Quickly.
It seems silly for us to waste our time watching TV when we could be studying English. Lesson 7.
I often dream of being a teacher. I dream of standing on the platform in the classroom and giving lessons to lovely boys and girls.I teach them, play with them, and watch them growing up. I am always young when I am staying with them. I know it is not easy to be a teacher. You have to learn in order to teach. Without enough knowledge, you can never teach well. What is more, you have to be friends with your pupils and take good care of them. Only in this way can you be a good teacher and win respect from them. Though I am a student now,I will work very hard to make my dream come true.
My dream is to become a teacher. I dream of standing in front of a classroom and teaching little boys and girls. I will teach them, play with them, and watch as they grow up. I think being with children will help me stay young. I know it is not easy to be a teacher.There's a lot you have to learn in order to teach. Without enough knowledge, you can't hope to be a good teacher. What is more, you have to treat your pupils right and take good care of them. Though I am still a student, I will work very hard to make my dream come true.
Lesson 8.
Though great progress has been made in science these years,There are still many people living in poor conditions. They make their living by collecting and selling used things. Their children cannot go to school because they don't have enough money to send their children there.
Why do you think so many people still suffer from poverty now? The answer lies in the population explosion. A president of a developing country once said, "It is we who are to blame for the poverty because we used to produce children without limit." Although these few words sound simple enough, they have clearly pointed out that one of the causes of poverty is the population explosion.
Though the sciences have progressed by leaps and bounds over the past century, there are still many people living in poverty. Millions of people all over the world are unable to provide for themselves and their families. Their children cannot go to school because they don't have enough money to send them. Why do you think so many people still suffer from poverty now? The answer lies in the population explosion. The president of a developing country once said, "It is we who are to blame for the poverty because we used to produce children without limit." Clearly, overpopulation is one of the causes of poverty.
It's time to turn the tape. 现在该翻带了。